Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go to the book of Luke. Let's go read our text. Luke 12. He said in verse 29, Luke 12, 29, seek not. These are things we're not supposed to spend all our time and energy and thinking about and working for. What you shall eat, what you shall drink, nor be ye of doubtful mind. The margin of my Bible says, live in careful suspense. In careful suspense of what's going to happen tomorrow. It's so sad that Christians think this is somehow spiritual. But they get together and they go, what is this old world coming to? They think that's spiritual. I just don't know. Man, I don't know, you know, if we'll have food to eat tomorrow. I don't know if, you know, you just never know. People try to look wise, and they talk stuff like this in their church parking lots and foyers and at the restaurants. After, that's as unspiritual and unbelieving as you can get. What did he say? Don't seek that. Don't worry about that. Don't be in careful suspense about that. Because the whole world that's ungodly is seeking after all these things. And your Father knows that you have need of these things. He's keeping up with it. He's got things in line. He's Jehovah Jireh we're singing about. That means the God who sees. And it literally means He sees ahead and provides the supply for what's coming up. And if you'll just stay on track, He has got provision and blessing on an intercept course for you. If you stay on track, you will intercept the blessings. My, my, my. I know Phyllis and I believe God. We left home and left everybody and went to Rhema. And we were so broke, bless our hearts. We, you know, there were a number of days I fasted at school, and it wasn't because I was trying to be spiritual. It was just a choice between gas money to get home or lunch. And don't feel sorry for me at all. I learned a lot of wonderful things. I learned how to believe for a tank of gas. And the same principle, the way I learned how to believe for a tank of gas and a pair of socks is how we believe for a whole church now. Same thing. And if you don't learn it on the little stuff, you won't use it on the big stuff. And, you know, God is so faithful to us. And we lived in the rough part of town. And, I mean, we came out of our front door one night to go to church. And heard the police on the bullhorn said, get back inside. And the street was blocked. And there were people behind their cars with weapons, you know. I thought, huh, we better go out the back tonight, you know. If you got bored, you didn't have to turn on the TV, just raise up the blinds, look out the window. Yeah. Well, the Lord blessed us, and we moved from there to a better apartment. I mean, it was a big deal for us to believe to get in this better apartment. It was on the third floor, and you had to carry everything up and down. And then we got in a better apartment, and then we got us a dandy little rent house. Man, we felt like we had arrived on that. And then we bought our first house. Oh, looking back now, you know, we didn't pay for it. We borrowed the money. And the payment just looked absolutely enormous. But Phyllis and I both talked about, you know, is our faith here? Can we really believe for this? And it wasn't that big. And then, you know, we lived in there and enjoyed that place for years and years and years and believed for a better place. And God had prospered us as the year, this, I'm talking about like another 10 years now at this point between here and the next thing I'm going to tell you about. And the Lord, I won't go into all of it, put us in a house. If you'd saw it and I told you what we paid for it, you might think I was lying. course, you wouldn't. You know I wouldn't lie to you. But just to look at it, you'd think, are you sure, brother? Yeah, I was there. It was a God deal. I'm telling you, a God deal. And it was wonderful. I mean, marble everywhere, huge swimming pool, tennis courts, nice. I mean, you had to go around the corner to see the rest of the house. I'm talking about, you know, you drove around and it covered the whole acre out there, you know, of house. Wonderful. And the price, we paid less for it than a lot of people paid for a house third that size. And the Lord told us when He put us in it, He said, when you made the decision to obey Me and come to school, I set things in motion for you. And I come, after I heard that, I started researching it. They started building that house the same year we decided to go to school and obey Him. We didn't know about it for 20 years, but it was there. And when the Lord helped us to stay on course long enough until we intercepted it. Oh, can you say amen?
Amen.
But we wasn't seeking houses all that time. We were seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and those things were added to us at the right time and in the right way, added to us. And these are not preacher verses. Just don't talk about preachers. This is everybody. Right? Notice what He said. Verse 31, but rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. Seek what?
The kingdom
of God. Seek church. No. He could have said that if He wanted to. Seek being spiritual. That's not what He said. Seek prayer. People substitute all kind of things. But no, what did He say? The kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? The kingdom, there's two words, king, dumb. Dumb is the shortening of dominion. A kingdom is the realm or territory over which the king has reign and dominion. And we found out and are learning more every week that this is what Jesus preached. This is what He thought. This is what He taught. This is what the disciples talked about. And after He was raised from the dead, I was looking at it again. All through His life, this is what He preached and talked about. And as soon as He was raised from the dead, what's He talked to them about? Hold your place. Go to Acts. Let me show you. Acts, the first chapter. Acts 1, verse 3. To whom also He, Jesus, showed Himself alive after His passion, after His suffering, by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things. Let's stop right here. He's raised from the dead. He's only going to be with them a short time before He ascends, and they walk by faith from then on. What did Jesus choose to talk to them about after He's raised from the dead for these 40 days? The things pertaining to the kingdom of God. What's His priority? What's on His mind all the time? Somebody says, well, I thought it was people. Same thing. Right? The kingdom of God is people. But it's God's, you know, in the so-called Lord's Prayer. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. What's the next part? Your kingdom come. What's the next phrase? Your will be done. Now see, another way of describing the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is where God is ruling and reigning. And where God is ruling and reigning, His will is being done. It's obvious God's will is not being done everywhere in the earth. Right? And so that's why if God's kingdom had already fully been manifested in the earth and God's will was completely being done throughout the earth, He wouldn't tell us to pray that it would be. Right? But He taught us pray. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, in heaven, the kingdom of God is manifest. Right now. It's going to be that way on the earth soon. He's coming back. And the kingdom of God's going to be set up outwardly and everybody can see it then. And you and I are going to rule and reign with Him.
Right?
But right now in heaven, it's already that way. Oh, this is a wonderful thought. The throne of God is there. He is ruling and reigning. His throne is there. You can go see it. Glory to God. There is no crime. Zero crime. There's nobody going hungry. There's nobody sick. There's nobody depressed. There's nobody with a heartache. There's nobody hurting. His kingdom is manifest there. And so His will is being done everywhere in heaven. And He said, pray that it would become that way on the earth, just like it is up here right now. So we have been, and generations before us have been, and it will be. I said, it will be, and it's soon and very soon. I mean, if this thing went on another 200 or 300 years, that's nothing. It's nothing. Of course, you and I won't be here that long. Our life is just a vapor. It's here, it's gone. We are here such a brief amount of time. What should we be doing while we're here? Seeking to enter fully into and advance and promote and spread the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. Right? It ought to be on our mind when we wake up and when we go to bed and all time in between. The kingdom, the kingdom, the kingdom, the kingdom. That means people getting in the kingdom. People in the kingdom rising up. The kingdom being advanced. God's kingdom. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now, back up to Matthew, the 18th chapter, please. Matthew 18. For the last few weeks, we've talked about the parables of Jesus. And He said, to you it is given to understand the mysteries of the kingdom, but to those that are without, it's not. And that's why He spoke to them. He said, how can I explain to you and tell you how the kingdom works and what the kingdom is and how it operates? And He'd say, it is like a grain of mustard seed. It is like a man who went fishing. It's like a man who found a pearl of great price. And every one of these gives us insight and understanding into the kingdom of God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Greatest in the Kingdom, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402F. That's R1402F, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.